reality check that I'm giving you is that I do have to choose between food and heating.
What do you do? What do you do for a living, may I ask?
I'm absolutely a carer for people who have less than me. And I see people every day unable to eat healthily because their money doesn't run to food if they're paying for heating.
Are you telling me people in this country are going hungry?
Absolutely.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Seriously? Do you know, I really have great difficulty believing that. I have no problem at all.
You don't think people are having to make a choice these days as to whether to eat or heat?
I don't think people in this country go hungry.
Yes.
But are these people at the same time maybe buying the odd lottery ticket? Do they just occasionally have a cigarette? You know, I mean, somewhere along the line, does food come as the first priority?
There are people out there starving and not getting fed, Edwina. I think you're wrong.
Oh, really?
You're living probably in a nice, rich flat.
I'd like to have some of these starving people in Britain produce. I said there's nobody starving in this country.
People are starving. I had to go and borrow 50 pence from my mum to buy bread a few years back.
It makes me upset when, for all sorts of spurious reasons, some of them political, people start talking about people starving in this country. There are real people starving in this world.
I'm not being political.
And they're
I'm
not in the United Kingdom.
You're very much saying tonight, then, Edwina, that if there are people calling this programme, and I can tell you right now, there are, saying that they cannot afford to eat, you're saying you don't believe it.
I don't believe them.
I'm just incensed that Edwina Curry could say a thing like that.